this is what needs to happen. No taboo topics. If you are afraid to talk about certain things that might freak people out and scare them, that is the very reason why the world is such a fracked up place in the first place, isn't it? Now, Paul Waddell is my very special guest, and we're about to check the radiation, the rad levels. That's not a skateboarding term, ladies and gentlemen. On on my wireless phone here. So, Paul, proceed.
Okay. Yeah, good to be back. And we'll turn on the meter. The meter I'm using here is it's a gigahertz solutions meter, HF59B for the. The tech heads there, they'll know that this is a real top-of-the-line meter. And I've got an omnidirectional aerial on it. So let's turn it on and see what kind of readings we're getting. And a little bit of a buzz. At the moment, I'm getting about 1,000, 1,500 microwatts.
Okay.
So Vinny's going to turn on the cordless phone.
All right, so we're going to hold the cordless phone when it's off. And there's only a slight increase. Now we turn it on. Yeah. And off. On. And off.
Yep. And Vinny was holding it very, very close to the aerial. And at that range, we got well in excess of 20,000 microwatts. So,
which is around about the same amount, slightly less than a major cell phone tower, isn't it?
Yeah, I measure up to 30,000 microwatts around a cell phone tower. So, yeah, it's right up there. It's right up there. And you know, when I come and measure somebody's home, normally the strongest microwave radiation I find in somebody's home is their cell phone, almost always. Wi-Fi is strong, but it's not as strong. At the same kind of distance, a cordless phone, and the base station is actually stronger. That was just the handset. The base station is generally a lot stronger, and the real issue with the standard cordless phone is that base station runs 24/7. It never ever turns off. It's just like having your own personal cell phone tower in your home. And you know, if you've got that sitting on your bedside table, then you know you're cuddling up next to a cell phone tower.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh goodness sake! Right, so. The fact of the matter is, we're completely surrounded. I would say bathing is not too strong a word.
In places. I mean, you know, I was talking about my home before, you know, and so like I purposefully chose not to live near a cell phone tower, and I tested some aspects of the home before I bought it, and I know in our bedrooms, in all of the bedrooms pretty much, that the electric fields are 0.2, 0.3 of a volt body voltage, which is pretty low. And so I regularly go to homes where the voltages in the bedrooms are 5, 6, 7 volts. And when you're laying on the bed, it's, you know, that kind of number or higher. If people use an electric blanket while they're sleeping, that measurement can go up to 80 or 90 volts while you're sleeping. And personally, I would say that's really dangerous.
And of course, what I find very interesting is the government companies, they always use this line, what about the children? When clearly, via their actions, they're actually trying to get, I mean, let's say, for example, if you translated action into intention. So let's say, for example, you take absolute intention out of it, and you just look at the results. So, if somebody was doing this intentionally, their intention would be to destroy children, basically, and destroy the human population. That's not necessarily what is intended.
No.
Is exactly what is happening.
Yep. I mean, in 1970, the autism rate was 1 in 10,000 in America. It's just been fairly recently acknowledged that it's 1 in 50. And, I mean, I think that's really
outrageous. That's up from 1 in 180 not a couple of years ago.
Yeah. And, you know, what is increasing at the moment at a phenomenal rate and has increased in the last 10 years. I mean, if you think back 10 years ago, there really weren't a lot of cell phones around. There were some, for sure, but there was nowhere near the proliferation that we have now, and also the signal strength that we have now, and Wi-Fi in homes. You know, go back 10 years, there was not that much Wi-Fi in homes. Now it's virtually every home. It's really difficult to actually buy an internet modem that doesn't have Wi-Fi in it. You struggle to find one that doesn't have Wi-Fi in it, and often you can't turn it off either. So, you know, yes, there are other environmental factors in there. There are BPAs and there are other toxins in the environment. There's mercury and all this kind of stuff. But I think these are all equally as bad. We have vaccines.
It's a cumulative effect.
It is, and we've got increase in vaccines and they're not really making vaccines any better. I personally don't agree with vaccines at all. What has been the exponential increase that we've had in the last 10 years? And I honestly think that the major thing that's increased exponentially in the last 10 years is microwave radiation and our exposure to it. Yeah. And I'm very, very convinced that this is one of the major issues that we face as far as health goes.
I mean, I remember watching movies from the 80s, and this incredibly important businessman would pull out this cell phone, and it's like he's holding a brick, and
I can remember those.
and it was, you had to be an incredibly important and usually a very wealthy person in order to have one of those. So it was relatively rare. Now you can pick a ready-to-go cell phone from 2 Degrees out of a stack of them at a supermarket for like $35.
Absolutely, and the other thing that at least people are a little bit aware of cell phones, because you know, they don't like the look of the towers. They look really ugly, and people, you know, not very happy about them. And if one goes up near your home, people do seem to get a bit unhappy about it, which is great. They need to get a lot more unhappy about it.
Whereas wireless is totally invisible.
Absolutely, and it's just everybody totally accepts it. And cordless phones. I mean, I often, if I'm doing presentations or talking to a group of people, one of the first things I sort of say is, who's got a cordless phone? And more people have got cordless phones than have got Wi-Fi. And I remember I went to a public meeting as an advocate against the introduction of a cell phone tower. And the first thing I did when I stood up and talked to these people, I said, look, I just want you to understand that you need to be a lot more aware of your own environment and not be NIMBYs, not be there just because there's going to be a tower in your back garden. I said, you know, how many of you guys have got cordless phones? How many of you got Wi-Fi? Most people will get far more exposure from the cordless phone and the Wi-Fi in their home than they will from a cell phone tower, most people. The people that live within 100 metres of a cell phone tower, you know, it's going to be up there in equivalent. Mm. But, you know, we're really doing this to ourselves, and we love this new technology. We love our new toys. And I guess what I try and educate people or try and talk to people about and help them in their homes is how to have this technology and to be as safe as possible having it. I'm not anti-technology at all.
What is it called? It's called a Luddite.
Yeah.
A Luddite is somebody who really doesn't like technology, and but believe it stems back to the old looms in England, I think in the 1800s, where there were riots outside these places because these people felt that technology was a threat because it was getting rid of their jobs. It was replacing the need for labor.
Yep.
And that's not what we're saying here. We're not saying technology is a bad thing. If anything, you being here right now and me doing this show on a daily basis physically would not be possible. I mean, you would have had to come over here in a horse and cart or something like that. You know, we're not going to go back to living in Amish standards. Incidentally, there's like no cancer or autism or violence or
ADD or ADHD
in Amish societies.
Well, not that there's none, but there is. It's
virtually none.
It's very low.
Yeah,
it's very low
by comparison to the rest of the society, because they've been rejecting all these advances in technology. So the postulation that it is in fact a technological sort of health effect that the entire population tradition is studying from. When you look at the Amish, no technology, virtually none of these associated diseases, and then you look at our society with these devices and everything, and you have a look at the health statistics, they're peaking off the freaking scale, man.
They are, and a lot of these things are starting to go exponential, and I was at a home the other day, and I hope the lady doesn't mind me talking about her. Nobody else will know who it is, but these people had high voltage power lines very, very close to their house and very high, and we got talking about the issue of you know, children, because I was very, very concerned for her children because I felt the readings are way too high, and both of her kids have got allergy issues. And when I started talking to her about the electro pollution issues that can come, and the factors, the four kinds of electro pollution and what they can mean and things like this, and I mentioned that especially microwave radiation can cause breaches of the blood-brain barrier, and when things go into the brain that shouldn't be there, they can have chronic effects, and this can promote allergies and things like this. And she just turned around and she says, there must be more than 60 or 70% of the kids at school that have got allergies to something. And I remember when I went to school, I'm 55 in a couple of weeks' time, and I remember when I went to school, allergies wasn't a big deal. You know, there was the odd kid that had asthma, but, you know, we were all just out there in our bare feet running around, tumbling around all over the place and just, you know, doing what we were doing. But the number of kids that have got health related, you know, chronic health related issues is outrageous. Mm-hmm. I don't get, you know, because I'm a little bit older now. I used to be a scout leader and went right through with my son from cubs to scouts and into adventurers. But I don't have exposure to, you know, groups of young kids anymore, so I don't really see what the issue is. But this lady absolutely amazed me when she was talking about the number of children that have got low level chronic health issues, and I'm very, very convinced that this ubiquitous electro pollution that we surround ourselves with is a major, major contributor to this and many other health issues.
Now, on top of that, the health issues that get caused are in fact treated with drugs that cause even worse health issues.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like the current paradigm is like you get sick, then you go to somebody who's a specialist in illness, and I use that term operatively because they actually are specialists in illness now in the medical profession, specialists at making you ill and keeping you ill so that they can continue to profit from your sickness. This is what drugs are doing invariably.
Absolutely, I agree.
You waltz in, you see a kid with ADD. You know what's real funny? My mother was given a pamphlet for ADD and it had symptoms like, creativity or unable to stay on one boring subject for a period of time and so on and so forth. And you know what was real funny is I saw those exact same symptoms again on a slide at university in business school. And you know what they were describing?
A good entrepreneur.
Exactly. So, again, regardless of the intention, this is the effect. We are destroying entrepreneurial spirit with drugs. And it's becoming such a plague upon mankind, where almost anybody with real potential, provided they don't have the knowledge of how special they really are and how much of a bunch of it's just, you have a look at the New Zealand Journal of Natural Medicine, for example. This is an incredible magazine, which I believe you've indeed been in a couple of articles for.
Yep, there's one coming up in the very next issue. There's one on electric fields and how to measure them yourself.
See, exactly. And because of the fact that this magazine isn't out there to everybody, not every doctor's reading it, what surprises me, it doesn't surprise me, but it just illustrates for me the fact that there are are so many different articles in here on hundreds of different subjects coming out each and every single issue. Mm. There is this much knowledge that must be gained upon the health of our people and our environment that simply isn't taken into account by mainstream medicine.